Hi, Abraham. Oh, scary. When I think about something and it feels good, or you're visualizing, and you think about something and it feels good, but it doesn't really feel you yet, is that resistance or is that insecurity? Or
give us a little more. So when you think about something and it feels good and visualizations follow, we heard that, and then the next part is?
And it doesn't feel like it's you yet.
Does it feel exhilarating, expectant, adventurous, exciting?
Yes.
Well, then maybe you're getting ready to be ready to be ready.
Isn't that you're getting ready, but you're not ready yet then? Because when it feels like it's over there and I'm here.
If it feels like it's over there and I'm over here, how does that distance feel? Possible, hopeful, eager, something to look forward to?
Maybe it feels a little bit, in my life I like to understand things.
Yes.
So I believe in the law of attraction.
Yes.
And I believe that a lot of things are possible that I, but maybe something in me wants to get it, wants to really get how it works. But I know it's there,
well,
but maybe that's my resistance.
We know you have a thirst for that, and it's why we spend so much time sort of defining the laws of the universe. But here's an analogy that might ring your bells a little bit. So as Jerry and Esther, they lived in Phoenix and Tucson for a while, and they were traveling to San Diego often. And about halfway between Tucson and San Diego is a city of Yuma, and there's not much there. They never did find a place they really wanted to eat there. And it's just sort of out in the middle of nowhere, or at least that's the way it felt. But can you imagine if they're on their way to San Diego and they get to Yuma and they're so discouraged about not yet being all the way to San Diego. San Diego doesn't feel quite them yet. So they sort of freak out and get all nervous about it. And in doing so, they get disoriented and they turn around and they go back to Tucson. And so then they just go, Tucson, Yuma, Tucson, Yuma, Tucson, Yuma, Tucson, Yuma. Never getting where they really want to be. And sometimes that's what people do with things that they care about, is that they're on their way and it's feeling pretty good, but they're not quite there and they know it. And if they get carried away in their awareness that they're not quite there, then they never quite ever get there. But if there is satisfaction in where they are and an understanding that they're on the way, and so it is illogical that they won't get there, that's the piece that we want you to hold, is that it's illogical that you will not get there, and it's only logical that you will get there. But that feeling of impatience slows it down, but more important, makes it not fun.
Yeah, that's true. I'm impatient also.
You can't be impatient and anticipatory at the same time. You can't be eager and happy and frustrated and impatient at the same time. It's one or the other. And depending upon what you're allowing yourself to choose, a lot of what you're choosing in any moment has more to do with what you've been choosing than with what you're choosing now. And that sounds like an odd statement to make to someone who we just said, you create your own reality. Because it sounds like, oh, I'm in the middle of this moment and the momentum is making it impossible for me to do anything other than play out this momentum. And we say, that would be true if you didn't have the opportunity to get a good night's sleep and stop the momentum and get up in the morning and tune to your vibration and then start again. So this is the statement that we want to make to you. Haven't made it in these days that we've been together, and it's a really good piece of the understanding to take away with you. We already told you that your vibration is where you last left it. But as you deliberately reach for a feeling and accomplish the feeling, which you can't do unless you accomplish an alignment of your vibration, as you do that on a consistent basis, what happens is your potential of being there again or usually becomes greater and greater and greater. In any moment in time, what you're offering vibrationally matters a lot, because everything that's coming to you, everything that you have access to, everything that you are in the receiving mode of is really contingent or dependent upon what you've got going on vibrationally. But what you've got going on vibrationally is likely to be about what you've had going on vibrationally, but it doesn't need to. But it likely is because We love you so much, you're sort of lazy. In that it's easier to just let that thought lead to that thought, 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 lead to that thought. And so if in the early stages you find yourself leading to a thought that doesn't feel so good and you make a different choice, then that thought will lead to a better feeling thought. And so what we're really saying is your point of attraction really is about catching it early and practicing it often.
So it's okay then if the
visualization.
If it feels right, and at that moment, that's enough.
Let's take that word, because you're introducing something at an important time in an important way. So we've just been talking about this since we've all been together, about how when you are tuned in to the vibration of your source, we call that your receiving mode, and we mean the receiving mode of who you really are. But as we said earlier today, you're always in the receiving mode of something. In other words, your tuner's always on while you're awake. So what you've got going on vibrationally has you in the receiving mode of your inner being, or in the receiving mode of some stream of consciousness that doesn't feel so good. So if you are aware of the way you feel, then you can be aware of what receiving mode you're in. And so if the visualization feels wonderful, remember earlier we were making a very powerful first-time statement to you. What you visualize is a receiving of something. In other words, when that motion picture starts playing in your mind, it is because of what you've tapped into vibrationally, and it is your receiving or translation of those vibrations. So the question we're asking you is those vibrations of your source connection, or of those vibrations from watching CNN or something? And so the only way to get good at discerning that is by caring about how you feel. And if the visualization feels wonderful, Esther remembers many years ago having a dream that felt so good that when she woke up, she tried to dream it again and again and again and again and again. And she wasn't able, in the absence of the dream, she couldn't make it happen. But she just kept remembering how good that dream felt, you see. And so you're receiving your dream, which is symptomatic of the vibration that is most often present. How's that? And you have complete control over that, because you can decide what you think about.
So that's enough then?
It is enough. Yeah. We have some beautiful cards, several different decks of them, that are pointed at different subjects in your life. One is just a deck of cards about general well-being, and one is pointed toward financial well-being, and one toward relationships and so forth. And the publisher has found wonderful artists who have illustrated these, and Jerry and Esther have chosen, with our guidance, very specific phrases that are pure representation of source energy vibration on each of these subjects. So if you were to just sit and turn the cards and contemplate them just for a little while, you could set a vibrational tone that would put you in the receiving mode, and what would follow would be more visualizations and more good feelings. You see what we're getting at? There are lots of things like that. You could leaf through a magazine that is pleasing you on some subject that is important to you, or you could stand on the deck of the ship and just take in what's going on out there. There are many things that you could do, but it usually requires focus, because there's a lot coming at you. And so if you set the tone of the focus that you desire, then what comes at you, you will sift and discern only the parts of it that are a vibrational match to you. You're tuning your receiver, you see.
So when you receive them, it's better than try to sit and do it.
The best way to live life, from our vantage point, is to wake up and realize that you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and then just don't do that thing you do that stops you from doing that. And if you do, then do your best to find a thought that feels better, and otherwise don't worry so much about it. Don't try too hard, because usually the harder you try, the worse it gets. And if that is your established pattern, it won't be long before that's just where your vibrational frequency is, sort of like a set point. It's sort of like a groove that you can find easily under most conditions. And it would take a very important and strong set of circumstances to cause you to contemplate otherwise. We want you to not stray away from or fear negative emotion, because negative emotion is guidance. And that guidance is what helps you find your groove. And that groove is going to keep moving to better and better and better and better and better feeling places. In other words, you might just be happy if you can just feel some peacefulness every now and again. But after a while, Esther's been describing herself to friends as, I'm becoming a little bit of a vibrational snob, because once you taste that sweet energy and you see the universe's ability to yield wonderful things to you one after the other, after the other, after the other, you sort of get addicted to that and you sort of can't settle for anything less. And so when you have one of those wonderful visualizations, we would stay with it until the vibrational memory of that is really established within you. And then it's easier to return again and again and again. Except that every time you return, it will be better still, because there's always more and more and more. Did we get to what you were reaching for?
Yeah, sure.